our teaching on spiritual warfare. See, is that something to teach around Christmas time? Yes. Yes. If he said it, then I'm going to tie it into that. Mm-hmm. Our subtitle is Jesus Was Born to Rule.
All right.
He was born to rule.
Amen.
You know, when you leave yourself open for God to train you, you'll come into extra revelation mm-hmm. that sinks you down into new levels that you need to be in.
Amen.
God don't need to do another word. He's got the word. That word, he could just take you in so many different levels in that word until it lasts. You know, look at all of the eons of time since it's been written. So we ended last week the message on don't let the devil push you around.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the devil push you around. And you is understood to be every one of you that's sitting under the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So when he say don't let the devil push you around, ain't no need to point at somebody else. He's talking
you.
To all of
yeah.
us, okay?
Right.
Now you may not, you listen to me well, as we end this year, you may not have liked the methods, the ways that I have been preaching and teaching. Some let it go through one ear and go right through and come out the other. Some get mad, some get sad, some rebel, some leave. But some just refuse to obey it. That's your choice. That's your choice. But the reason God is doing this is to get you to stop opening up doors to Satan. Whatever way and method, you know, if you really studied the word and it's not religion taking you somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you'll find out that there's a lot in there that people are skipping.
Come on
now. When God told, you know, when Abraham told Lot to choose, he chose the city because it looked it good,
mm-hmm.
well-watered and beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but there was great sinners in there. And the sinners, if you stay around sinner people too long and your light is not shining strong, they're going to weigh you down with their way of thinking.
Yeah.
If you don't dominate the conversation and stay only the amount of time you're supposed to stay and leave when God tells you to leave,
right.
you're going to find yourself swaying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you got to understand the reason. So, you know, people sometimes they look at me, well, she anti-family, well, she anti-this, and I ain't anti-nothing. You know, God is telling you where the problem is at, and you're going to have to learn to keep the door closed. Now, if you rebel, if you don't like it, see, if you don't keep the door closed, Satan can come in and work havoc in your life. And when we were created, we were not created with certain mindsets and patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When God created man, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that we were created in the image after the likeness of God.
Amen.
Not mindsets and patterns and attitudes that has been so ingrained in us from birth. We were so... What happened was, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned, they started another pattern of rebellion. They just didn't do what God told them to do, you know. And it started off a flesh pattern. And we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity.
Right.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, we all was a product of our environment. If that's the case, we didn't need to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. We all had our, and still may have, some of our wild side.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you had a pattern of how, coming from your family thing, of how you did things.
Amen.
Now, you come to my house, I got my own pattern. Amen. I go to your house, you got how you operate.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And you know, until you learn to let go of a lot of things that's coming against the nature and the mind of God,
mm-hmm.
You're going to still be coming into church, listening to the word, but leave out of here and keep following that pattern. Uh-huh. So we said last week that God told Abram to leave his father's house, mm-hmm. leave the earthly inheritance mm-hmm. that you will inherit, mm-hmm. and go to a place, not just leave,
yeah.
but go to a place you've never been before.
All right.
At his age, that was a great thing.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, you know, when I'm preaching it, people say, well, I'm not leaving my family. I'm not telling you, you got, if God tell you to leave, you leave.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you could be in the family, but leave their ways,
mm-hmm.
their mindsets. And their attitudes towards things.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, look at, we taught on Rahab. Had she not made a decision to go against what her city and everybody was going, nobody would have lived. So, you know, a lot of times we compromise and we go along with things against the word because we love folks and, you know, we want them to please them and all of this here, but we're going the wrong way to do that.
Right, right.
We're doing it the wrong way.
Amen.
The way to do it. Now, you know God loves us and we love him, but he ain't going to change. He ain't going to come drink with you to make you feel good. He ain't going to come and let you do what you want to do. And see, when you, he going to stand. He's going to tell you what it's going to take to get to heaven. And to for the blessings to come on you, and he gonna make a stand. Now it's you if you want to run all around the world, you know. And like I've said so many times, everything in my house we gonna control. What did, who was that? Joshua or Moses
said,
"As for me and my house."
Joshua.
Now when you get out of my house, you know I've had children. I went and knocked on the door. I wouldn't even go in there. Here, you haven't bringing you here. You know, because I don't go in their house and try to control their house. You live like you want to live. But now when you mess up and you got to come to me, I'm going to tell you what's right. Hallelujah. And how many know you can get yourself, and I said this years ago, into some things that even I can't get you out of.
Right, right.
You can ignore this. You can talk about this. You can talk about me. You can do all of this stuff like this here. But if you keep playing with the devil, you're going to end up stay on his territory. See, you got to get out of his jurisdiction. You got to even let your mindsets get out of his jurisdiction. You got to, you know, let you know, I love you, but I ain't going that route. You know? You got people that you care about, and they don't—they not ready to get saved. You can see if they keep going down that road they're going down, they gonna mess up. But when you trying to tell them, "Well, you judging me? Where you doing this here?" I didn't judge you. I was a sin of my own self. The word judged me, and I had to make a decision to turn around. Everybody's gonna have to do that. So we have been taught, like I said, we were created, mankind,
mm-hmm.
to be in the image and the likeness, having the attitude and the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, our nature, mindset, our entire being will agree with the word. You won't get mad when the word comes forth. You're going to agree with it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when you're not, see, you can come in the house and don't, like I say, let that word go through here and come out another one. And then you're going to see rebellion. And I'm going to tell you something. God will let you rebel. He don't care. I'm not going to say he don't care. He's got, let me say this here. He's got standards and laws.
And give you a
choice. And if you don't abide by them, you know, coming up, we had standards and laws. You can play that cussing music loud as you want to, but when you get on kneel our ground, cut that stuff off.
Amen.
You're not coming in here with that.
Amen.
You know, I had a cousin I hadn't seen in years came down here to help my mom move. Had one of them big old tall. I say, you stand out there, back there. But you ain't coming in here with that. Now you can say, she just thinks she's something. She just, no, uh-uh. This is my, I got to protect my jurisdiction. I got to protect my anointing. Amen. Amen. I got to protect my house because we found out even with Joshua and them, When they went in, them people went in and took some stuff God told them not to take.
Amen.
He said, now you call them. Didn't he say that? Amen. Call them in one by one. And when they found out who it was, now they all kin to one another.
Yes.
He said, get all of them and line them up there and stone them.
Amen.
See, people don't want to, because Amen. One can condemn, can tear up a whole thing.
Yes.
God said, how many of these spies they sent out?
12.
Only two came back with a good report. And guess what? They were ready to kill them. They were ready to kill them. The majority want to go with the crowd. They don't want to go with the word. And so you have to make a decision. So when you decide to come to God, it's not just deciding to come to church. See, you can decide to come to church, but you got to make a decision. Are you going to walk with God? Amen. And in order to walk with him, there are requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about
mm-hmm.
it? And there must be a born again experience. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
And a true born again experience, you know, you knew how you were born the first time. And you came here as a babe. You didn't know anything. You had to be what? Trained, taught, fed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And when you get born again,
yeah.
he comes inside of you just like a woman would get impregnated.
Mm-hmm.
The seed get in her. Okay. When she first get impregnated, you can't see that it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be what? Fed and nourished.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Just like a baby have to be. You know, and you got to understand, if the mother don't do right by it, it could kill it, or it could deform it.
Amen.
And it has to grow. When you come to church, you have to grow. You have to grow. When you're growing, your parents are giving you what you need, supposed to be, not what you want.
Right.
I don't like carrots. Well, I don't like this, and I don't care what you like. You can't just eat sweets all the time. You have to eat things that's going to cause your body to grow and be healthy. And these are the things that you have to teach them. Now, you love them, but they are going to demand stuff that's not good for them. It look good, it may taste good, but it's not good for you. So you have to be the deciding factor of what is good and what is right, and teach them so that when they're not with you,
yeah.
they'll have the strength. They'll be rooted when they go to college, and then they start, you get around people that don't have this kind of training.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to learn to teach them to stand. I remember a preacher that preached a message, and this woman been in church all her life, and her son got in some trouble. He was in jail. So she called the pastor. And, you know, she's standing there crying, telling the pastor, I taught him about God. I think she was just crying. And the pastor looked at her and said, but did you teach about the devil?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because, see, you got to teach both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't just teach them about God. You got to teach them how to keep them doors closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to teach them, glory to God. If you know somebody not living right, don't let them in your car, because there ain't no telling what they packing.
Right, right, right.
Okay? Hallelujah. You got to teach them about the devil.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that when they see signs of it, leave this thing alone.
Right.
Just leave it alone. You got to understand. You do not go along with trying to please their flesh. You please, and you put something in them that hell can't take out of them.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. We're still talking about spiritual warfare, and we're talking about Jesus was born to rule. And I'm going to get there. So that baby, once the seed goes in there, the mother have to start taking vitamins, eating certain ways to produce the nourishment, you know. And as the child began to grow on the inside, and this is what's going to happen when you come to the right church that's going to teach you. Don't care if you know, I would like you to like me, but I got to teach what God give me, because you're going to have to grow up.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to protect her all the time. You're going to have to teach her. Glory to God. You know that people, if they look at you funny, don't think it's nothing wrong with you. Amen. Different is different. That don't mean it's wrong. Hallelujah. It's just different. You know, but if you don't instill these things in them and do this here, when they go out in the outside world, people will classify them. Mm-hmm. People will judge them and make them feel immature. You know, that's not the word I want. You know, their self-esteem be low. Mm-hmm. You know, and when your self-esteem low, you go picking everything low around you up. Right. You know, and everything. So it's your job to take the time. Mm-hmm. It's my job to take the time to teach you right. They leave, let them leave. He say, I'm not here to just please your flesh. Because you're going to run across some stuff in that world that you're going to have to know what to do. And not just go to alive with Christ, have Christ alive inside of you. Amen? And you're going to have to understand now that mother, she's carrying that babe and she's growing it. And he's feeding, he's growing it. And like I said, if she's not nourishing it right, it's going to be deformed. And deformed meaning it can't perform. Yeah. Hallelujah. You got to let that devil know. If he come out with anything else, oh no, you performing. You were born of God. Mm-hmm. You were given by God. And you're going to let God lead you and guide you. And you are better than anything. Come on here. Yeah. You got to tell him. You got to tell him. You got to teach him. You got to train him. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I don't care how big they get. You don't let them come in your house and disrespect you or your house. Amen. We're not going to have that.
Amen.
We're not going to do that. We're living in a world now where anything go. They can say anything, do anything, talk back to their mama, slap them. No,
ooh,
we're not doing
Jesus.
That. We're not going to do that.
Uh-uh.
Hallelujah. But we're in that society, you know, and they scared. You know, people, no, don't do this here. You know, I told one of them, I went to school with one of my grandchildren. I said, let me tell you something. If I don't straighten them out, the police out there going to straighten them out.
Right. Right.
So I come to straighten them out right here
there
in front
you go.
Of you. Amen. Because if you mess him up, I'm coming after you. Amen. But if he do wrong and mess up, I'm coming after him.
Right.
Amen. I'm not going to sit there and just think it's going to get better without me making it better. That's my job. Amen. So you got to understand, and in doing so, like I said, when you come to church, you come out of your environment, you are going to have to make a decision. I can't make it for you. That you're going to change your mindset. You're going to change the way you react and behave to certain things. You're going to, like the word said, because the word going to tear you down and it's going to rebuild you. And it ain't going to rebuild you the way you were. And when you go around, folks, you're going to look different and act different. And they want to bend you back to what you used to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to go talking negative talk and, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen next year. The word going to happen in my life because I'm going to put it out there. Amen. I'm not concerned about the economy because I'm not in that economy. I'm living from kingdom. I'm living from his economy. And so I can say what's going to happen and not happen. I'm not going to sit there and let you just overthrow me with all of that negativism and all of that stuff like that. I've been taught better than that. Hallelujah. So you got to be true born all over again so that we are completely rebirthed into another way of living, into another mindset, into reacting in ways we didn't act before.
Hallelujah.
You think now, just because I do that, and somebody cuts you and slap you, you done put your Holy Ghost down. You done put everything down. He said, you know, we forgot about if they slap one cheek, turn the other. Just pray that it don't ever happen.
One too.
And it don't mean if they slap you with your hand, they can slap you with words. They can hit you so hard it'll hurt your feelings. But you know, he said turn the other cheek because see, they don't know what they're doing. And they don't know who they're coming against. Because he said it's better that you be, put a millstone around your neck and be dropped into the sea than to mess with one of my little ones. And when you got the word in you, you're not going to get offended by them. They can call you all kind of words. They can treat you all kind of ways. But you know who you are. If your name's Sally and they call you Sue, don't answer. If they call you a nasty name, treat you like, don't answer. Act like you don't. You ain't talking to me. I don't know who you're talking to. You know? It's your personality because my ways are different now. Right. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You've been really born again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got to know. And we go to the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tie this in. But you got to understand, the Bible says, and I might have it, I don't know, I'll come back to it. In 2 Corinthians, new creatures have to develop new features.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do things different.
That's right.
Don't get mad at me because I say you got to do them different. You got to do things different. When you went into the military,
mm-hmm.
you got to do things different. You don't get up when you want to get up. You don't go in there trying to tell them people how to run the army. You don't come, you know, you don't, you, they do this and this, you be out there. They say you got the exercise at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you be out there. You see, that's in man's army. But people don't understand there's a method, there's a way that God is trying to train us. And, you know, we think we can just go to church and just line God up with us. But you know what he told me this morning? I'm not lining up with them. They gonna, if they don't line up with my word,
right.
my power won't be available.
Oh.
My power, my look here, my blessings won't be available. I'm just going to sit back and look at them. You can do your way. You can do anything you want to do. You can do it your way. But he's saying, that's not going to be available. Hallelujah. Now go to the Old Testament, Isaiah 9. And we're talking about Jesus was born to rule.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't born to, you know, you're going to have to make a decision. And you can't let nobody else make that decision for you. Because
mm-hmm.
when you die, he gonna individually judge all
yes.
of us. It ain't going to be, well, come here, you know, where, you know, this got in my way and I had to do that. Ain't gonna be no excuses like that. You're gonna reap what you sow.
Uh-huh.
So you wanna start sowing the right things.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. So let me slightly detour and go to Isaiah 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, let's start with 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. And garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. God is using his word
mm-hmm.
to burn the chaff out of us if we let him. You're not going to, like I said, you may not like the method I teach with. You may not like how the ways that I teach. It may, you can take it your way and think I'm coming against you, but this is the way that God has given it. He's giving it. He wants you to strip all the way down. What do they do? I don't know if they really do that, but they show it on the TV that when you join the military, I see them standing up there in their skivvies and they shooting shots in them and they doing all of this. Ain't nobody got no street clothes on. We're going to strip you all the way down to your unders, okay? Amen. Amen. We're going to let you know, leave your ways out there. Because you're about to learn a new way. But see, we want to bring God's ways in the our ways in the church. And God say, you can bring them in there, but you just sitting there with them. The reason why people not having the blessings they're having now, the power operating in their lives, is because they're not fully given in and have taken off everything. So he said, for every battle of a warrior, is with confused noise. Because when you start living right, you're going to start upsetting somebody. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the garments rolled in blood. You know, you're going to have to shed some blood. That, you know, one of them told me, well, blood is thicker than water. I say, Jesus' blood that died for me is thicker than any blood that anybody carries.
Right now.
And that's what I'm going with. You make a choice to live for God, you're going to be persecuted. He said it's going to be a lot. The battle of a warrior is with confused noise. Isaiah 9:5, and with garments rolled in blood. And this shall be with burning. But he said this going to be with burning and fuel of fire. Now listen to 6. This is the prophecy that's coming forth of Jesus coming into the world. Okay? This was the Old Testament. He had not came yet.
Teach us.
But he is prophesying of his coming. And it said, for unto us, now notice what he said. He didn't say a child will be born. He said a child is born.
Thank you, sir.
A child is born. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Now, I went through all of that about talking about a woman being impregnated with a seed and carrying the child and nourishing the child, because unto us that's sitting in this room, come on here, somebody, get the revelation. Unto us, a child, when you come to God, when you get born again, a child is born into your spirit. God wants to put something in your spirit. And unto us, a son is given. And he's in there to rule and to reign. Not just to say, this is where I go, this is the way I praise the Lord. Do that too. But it's there for him to change everything in your life. He's going to turn it upside down. He's going to straighten it out. And when he gets you straightened out, when that child grow, when you nourish that child in your belly, guess what? You're going to start getting bigger, whether you want to or not. And once you get bigger and bigger, and then that thing going to come out of you. See, when people start seeing the real God, not what you say with your mouth, but what you do with your words, your lifestyle, they're going to see a change in you. And when they see that change, they may not like it. Hallelujah. But that change got to come forth. What's in you got to come out of you. You're going to have to push it out of you. And like I said, if you nourish that word, if you like you nourish that baby, if you keep it in there, when it come out, everybody going to know about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God is telling me, you may not like the way I train you, but you better get this here, because we 2025, the rest of 2024, this thing need to come out. Yeah. People worrying. I heard somebody tell me, yes, we don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be a mess next year. I said, my life ain't going to be no mess. I done already sent my words into 2025.
Yes.
You can keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep having what you're having. If you don't let God train you how to keep doors closed, I don't care who he said the door need to be closed to or how to close it. If the door is open, the devil going to walk right on in there, and he will work havoc in your life.
I'm right about it.
Glory to God. So the decision is got to be made on you. So he said, a child is born. Not going to be.
Is born.
He speak things in the present. God's faith is always in the present. Not will be. Come on here. He said, a child is born, a son is given. And listen, I love this when I read it. The government shall be on his shoulder. I don't have to worry about certain things. Because I'm saved and I'm growing and I'm training myself. You don't have to worry about me going to bed with somebody else's husband or no man, well, that's not mine. You don't have to worry about me going to get drunk or doing a bunch of stuff, because it's my nature.
Right, right.
Used to do it, but not no more. My nature have changed. So I don't have to be scared about the government coming against me because I'm already trained to operate on a higher level. I don't have to be concerned. You know, like I said, they're not going to mess with my money, because I done brought my money under the government of God. I put my money under the covenant of God. Hallelujah. That's why I tithe and give my offering so that my money can be under God's covenant.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not afraid of anything. But you have to make decisions.
Amen.
You know, so he said the government gonna be on your shoulders. So what happened with Daniel? They said if you don't bow down,
they said the
three Hebrew boys. The government came against them. Why? Because they were different. Because they were taught from a child how they're supposed to operate.
Right.
So even though they were taken to another country, they still kept, even though they gave them another name, they still kept the nature and the power of God.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about coming when I was riding here, and you see all of the houses and poverty looking. But when I came and looked at Alive with Christ, I'm like, God, you plant us right in the middle of dope pushers and liquor stores and everything. But we cannot let them bring us down. When you around people not living right, you don't let them bring you down to their level. If you can't deal with them, then go back and get you some more Jesus before you come back. You got to stay at that level to where you pulling them, not them pulling you.
Yeah.
They'll have you thinking ways, making you think you wrong.
Yes, they do.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. And I know, and it's not me doing the judging. It's the word.
Yeah.
It's God trying to tell us, get yourself right before it's too late. Because death is going to hit all of us. And it's sad. You know, you hate to see people. I talked to one not long ago, you know, on the phone. Just making all kind of bad decisions. It hurt my heart so hard. You know, you don't want to see them do this here.
Yeah.
But you know what? I ain't preaching no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through preaching.
Yeah.
I'm just going to live the life in front of him. I got him on the altar.
Amen.
I'm believing God to get him. But
amen.
Right now, you can take it. Don't believe it. 2025 going to bring some new trials, some new things, some new deceptions.
Yeah.
And he said, so you got to set up your government in your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to set up perimeters in your heart.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like when I was working for Jim Walter Holmes, you know, and my boss, man, he smoked cigarettes a lot. And he'd come and flop all in my office. And I told him, I say, I have great respect for you, but I would like it if you don't come in here and smoke, you know. I mean, he the boss, man.
Amen.
And, you know, he looked at me. I thought he was going to fire me. But he went got me a sign saying no smoking in this office. Because I stood my ground, I did it respectfully. I didn't say, you old sinner, you ain't got no big, you know. But you got to stand your ground. You cannot let people come around you. They want to complain about all of what you don't want them to do, but they ain't saying about what they're doing. You're not going to come over here and do this here. I love you if you, you know, and I got to stay right. So if you get too messed up, maybe I can stand in the gap and help. Hallelujah. But like I said, God said if we don't follow his ways and his precepts and make the changes in our lives that we need to change, we're not going to have the power. We're not going to have the blessings. You can keep going to church. You can every now and then bump up against something. But the real blessings of Abraham, they will not be there. And I don't know about you, but I've been praying. I want increase to be better, not just for myself, but so that I can bless. So he said the government is going to be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Because it is going to be God in the flesh. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now look at 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon his throne. Why did he say that? Because when he birthed himself in you and you let him grow and you change your ways, your attitudes, your nature. The Bible said if any man be in Christ, he has to become a what? A new creature. And I didn't write that. I didn't make it. But you're going to have to become. And new creatures have what? New features. And so then you sitting on the throne. Because when that child come forth, you're going to have delegated authority. Amen. We talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the power. If you do and train the way he say and do it right, what do? They promote something and they don't promote something. Am I telling the truth? And sometimes people don't like you, but if you keep doing right, they're going to have to lose that promotion. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm trying to tell you, it's things that in God, you can come to church, you can be religious, you can let the word go through one ear, come out the other, get mad, talk about me when you leave from here, whatever, whatever, whatever. It's not going to change the word.
Amen.
And a tree is known by the fruit it bears. So you got to understand it. So he said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne. There ain't going to be no end because you know now, I have the advantage to rule and reign. I can say what comes in my house and what don't go on. I can say, devil, you get out of my flesh because I was bought with a price. And I've been given delegated authority. Now, in your position you're in now, you are in position to delegate authority to other people. But when you first came in there, you didn't have that authority. Come on. Not at all. Now, you don't tell the general what to do. But if the general come down and tell you, put the word down, you pass this the way we're going to do it. That's the way you do it. And the more you obey the word of God, if you stay in there long enough, he'll keep raising you up in different levels. Different levels. You got to get in different levels because you're going to have different devils. It's going to be some different devils come out because sin going to be so strong. Let me, I don't like to do it, but I'm going to tell you this way. One day when I was young and I was living in what they call the projects, okay, I was sitting on the back porch. And you know, on the back porch, your front doors may be kind of separated, but your back doors are kind of side by side. And I was sitting back there, and they had their garbage out there, and it was nasty, and it had flies, but the flies eventually turned to what?
Maggots.
They turned to it. See what I'm saying? And this is what you got to understand. And I asked God, I said, how did that happen? He said, nothing was done about this. If you don't do something about some things, it's going to get worse and worse. The flies turn to maggots, you know, and everything. And I'm just sitting there, you know, which I quit sitting out there, but I'm just trying to tell you, you know, if you don't do something about certain things and you just think it's going to get better on its own, it's not going to get better, you know. And then, now, listen, we said Jesus was born to rule. When you come to church, and you go through the born again experience and you begin to carry him in your womb, you got to be fed, you got to be nourished, glory to God, so that you can put out and produce. This is what we are born again for him to come in you and rule. Am I telling the truth? And what did he say? What you bind, if you don't do nothing about it and bind it up, I'm not going to do anything. What you lose, I lose, because I've given you delegated authority to do this. Now, you know, just like a teaching, I've taught this before. If there's a Big Mac truck coming, a policeman in his uniform can stand in the middle of the street and stop it. Am I telling the truth? Now, which have the most power, the policeman or the truck? The truck got the most power. He can run him over. But who's got the delegated authority?
The policeman.
The policeman do. He got the whole police station backing him up. You don't do what I tell you to do. You don't stop. Oh, wait a minute. We got a whole field of people. And if the police station don't do it, they call the FBI. Come on now. Am I telling the truth? So we got to understand as we grow. And you know, growing pains. We don't like the way what we got to do to grow. But as we grow and as we mature, glory to God, and as God can keep arming you and putting on more things, you know, in my book. I got, he gave me all of this different stuff, you know, different things, how to break through barriers and different things in the spirit. As you do this here, see, you're going to grow up and he's going to rule through you.
Amen.
And you can look at that devil and say, stop.
Right.
Yeah. It's not that, you know, people say, oh, the devil is powerful. What's behind me is powerful. When I tell him to stop, he got to stop. When I really mean it, he got to stop. Not because I'm bigger in stature than him, but what's backing me got the power. Power goes behind delegated authority. One of you tell them not to do it, they don't do it, you get your, then what you going to do? You're going to go to the one higher than you. Amen.
Amen.
So you got to understand, when I say Jesus was born to rule, he was born in you to rule.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
But you can't rule until you get disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rule until you're willing to do it his way, the way he tell you to do it.
All right.
Amen. And we have to, once we allow that word, like I said, to come through us, it's got to grow us up the way he wants us to.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to leave mindsets
that
we were born in. We got to leave how we react to certain things. We got, it's a lot of things we're going to, that's how come he said, if any man fall after me, let him what? Deny himself. You know, what did he tell the rich young ruler? The rich young ruler said, what can I do to be saved? He said, go sell that what you have.
Wrong answer.
Follow me. He said, all this money.
Wrong
but
answer.
But see, that's your source. God is not your source. He's trying to tell you, if you follow me, you do this here and follow me, I'll give you way more than what you're giving away. But that's really trust. When you don't trust God, you yield and bend to what you are used to. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that Jesus, when he comes in you, that's why you got to stay under a strong word so that you don't bend. You know, in Florida, when these big storms come, them palm trees, they'll bend all the way down. Some of them don't never break.
Never.
But they'll bend all the way down to the ground and they come back up. You got to understand, you got to be rooted in this word. You want to do it your way. You think if you do it this way, but you didn't, you know, I told God one time, I said, I done did it my way. Where have it gotten me? Nowhere. I keep doing the same thing, you know, over and over and over again, and ain't getting nowhere. So he is not going to back up your power. He's not going, that delegated authority is not going to work in you until you self-surrender to God and let him know, you come first, I'm going to do it your way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And not to be, and then when you do that, he's going to give you power where the devil can't push you around.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't push around whatever belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Like I said, I was talking to somebody and they was telling me, say, they used to talk about my dog. You know, I didn't know. He used to limp a little bit, but I didn't know what it was. But then when he started limping real bad and we went and found out what it was, I said, oh, wait a minute. You know, I want to say, look at you with your poor self. No, I got that all, and we start working on him, and he's strutting now. Well, now the other person say that dog can start limping. You know, and I be wanting to tell them, but you know, if I say get all and pray for them, they're going to fall out. How don't you put nothing on my dog? I want to say he already messed up. It ain't too much. I can't do to mess it up any more than that. You know. But when you're living outside of the rim and perimeters of God, you're on the devil's territory. You're going to see things different. You're going to hear things different. And the Bible says you're in darkness and there's no light. And then have you ever been in a dark place for a little while, and when they turn the lights off, you're going? That's what happened when you go around people and you shine in your light. You hurting them with your light is shining, your glory. The glory of God is on them and you hurting them. Cut that light off sometime. Hurry up, cut that light off. You know, and everything. Because the glory of God.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not trying to hurt them. You're trying to help them. Jesus come into our lives. He got churches on just about every corner. He's going to tell you what church you need to go to so that you can be transformed. And he will start tearing you down so he can rebuild you. You will not like the process. You will not like for boards to be pulled out of you and stuff to be taken out of you and stuff. But he's rebuilding you so that you can stand the test of times. He's rebuilding you so that you can carry the power of the delegated authority. He's rebuilding you so you can tell cancer, back up out of my body. You have no part nor lot over here. You don't belong to me. Amen. Hallelujah. He's rebuilding you so you can laugh at the economy. If they say things going up, say my money going up. He's rebuilding you so that you can tell, you got to talk to the economy like Jesus talked to the fig tree. He said, you should not eat of this no longer. You're going to have to send your words out there. Say, I'm going to stand. I'm going to have pay all of my bills and have plenty of money left over. What are you saying? People hollering in your ear. You get on the phone. Oh, girl, we don't know what we're going to do. Oh, government is not governing me. What's in me is governing me. The government is set up inside of me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to look different. I'm going to sound different. Some of them will say, well, I ain't going to come see you. We're going to see what happened. You do what you got to do, because I'm going to do what I got to do. But I guarantee you, I won't need you. Not because of who I am, but because of who's ruling on the inside of me. Hallelujah. It's because of what he's doing in me. I'm nothing without him. I was nothing without him. And when I step out of him,
thank you, Jesus.
The devil just waiting.
All right.
And I'm not going to compromise with nobody. I'm not going to do it. I love my husband. I'm not going to do it. I hope he don't do it for me. Amen. You can't compromise, because at the end of the day, you the one somebody that's got to stand before God. When the devil beat you up, you the one somebody that's got to be there.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're going to have to watch. You're going to have to listen to me well. You're going to have to know what to do.
Amen.
You know, you gave your testimony. If you didn't know what to do before you went through what you went through,
Jesus,
you could have had a different outcome altogether. If you didn't know what you were Sister Rich before the devil tried to pull stuff, you wouldn't still be saying rich now. Hallelujah. You got to already be settled. Already. Don't fight the process of God. Let him do what he needs to do inside of you so that he can come in and rule in you. That's how come the fire, when they turned it up 7 times, couldn't burn them. That's how come when they dropped Daniel in the lion's den, it ate the rest of them, but it didn't eat him. You better get a revelation. I can't say what's going to happen to these people in the world, but I can say in my world, the government, Jesus ruled my world. It's another government I'm sitting under. It's another government that's ruling me. They're not going to touch my money. They're not going to stop my money. Come on here. My money is increasing, not decreasing. But the pressure gonna be there for you to say the other thing. And everybody around you will be saying that. He said, "Like, let your light shine and reveal what's really." See, you gotta come out of the darkness. He gonna have to light you up. You know, and when you be lit up brightly, you can become a beaming lighthouse for others to come in.
Oh, yes.
Say, "Ooh, watch Brittany, she ain't talking like that." We went to a church one time, not too of that, and she got them testified. They said, "We know what church you come from."
Yeah.
Now that's something sad to say. You know what? Everybody ought to be talking positive. I'm not gonna let nothing steal what's inside of me. What was in Daniel changed the lion's thing. What was in the Hebrew boys changed the fire. Amen. God is Jesus come in you to rule and reign.
Yes.
But he's not going to have they buckle down and gave in. Oh, no. It wouldn't have never happened.
All right.
You got to stand. Yeah. Then you can tell hell, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
No, 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 don't come to my house. Don't get on my body. Don't touch my money. Amen. You know, I can even say it with my church. I pray for y'all. I do. Y'all, you know, I don't care. You can't be, you got to have a stand.
Oh, yeah.
So that hell, God got something to back up.
Yeah.
You can't be bending this way and bending that way.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. And I've had people to come here and say, well, you don't let me do it my way, then I won't do nothing. I'll just leave. Well, you know what? Do what you got to do.
Oh,
you know what? The Lord keeping the doors open.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because it ain't my way, it's his way.
Amen.
And if I don't do it his way, you're going to see the results of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't never let me think I got it like that. I don't never have it like that.
Right, right.
And he said the increase of his government and peace, there should be no end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have peace if nobody else in the house going to have peace.
Amen.
And if you stay in this house, we're going to all have peace. Because
yeah.
We ain't going to put it no other kind of way.
No other.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That
is your delegated authority.
Yeah.
That whenever you just like, I think I taught on it. An apostle told me one time. I was talking about when I first got saved and God was training me. And he told me to shut that storm came. And I spoke to that thing and it split.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me he was out there speaking. Didn't you say you spoke to a storm? Mm-hmm. And it obeyed. That delegated authority.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to have delegated authority. God has given you, just like the military gave you authority, God has given you his authority.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work until you get yourself right in God.
Yeah.
And that scares me more than anything else. I ain't scared of this other stuff. Hallelujah. Darkness will try to take you over.
Yeah.
And Jesus tells of the coming. It's, Isaiah 9 tells of the coming of Jesus and how that the people of the earth walked in darkness and dwell in the shadow of death and serve a form of godliness, but they really denied the power. They denied the power. They had their own form, but they didn't have the power. But the real living, they denied the power of the real living God. And we have been born in sin, like I said, and shaped in iniquity, but we had to get born again. And God put prophets and teachers to train us to change our nature and our mindset. Because, you know, you can talk to folks and they didn't convince you, like I said, you're wrong. I don't know if you ever talk to, if you're not rooted and grounded, because these people believe in what they believe in. If you talk to a Jehovah's Witness, they'll convince you. But I told them, I said, brother, you too late. You got the one that's way too late, you know, because I know what my God
say
is.
Say that.
You know, people will convince you that you're wrong, you know, and everything. You got to know what you know. And it's not me doing the judging. It's the word doing the judging. And it's not me going to send people to hell. They're going to send their own self to hell for kind of work. I'll go to hell, too, if I don't do what God, what the word tell me to do.
Amen.
Do I like it all the time? No. Ain't no need me lying.
Right.
Sometimes God tell me to preach stuff, and I be saying, I don't want to preach that.
I don't want to go to church
about the manger and all of this,
right.
You know, but God knows what we need, and I'm about to close. Okay, so he comes, he gives us the power of God, and we got to receive Jesus in him, and he's in us to rule. He's born in us to rule, not to be pushed around. Now, if you let the devil push you around, then you don't have enough Jesus. You're not disciplining yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have not fully come into the kingdom and rather just come to church and refuse to adhere to the necessities, the discipline, the power, so that you can have the power to rule, it will not work in your life. And we have to allow God to come into us. We got to allow his wisdom to override our thinking. We got to allow his understanding. Well, I see it this way. It don't matter. You got to say, now, God, I see what I see, but what is it that you're saying? How should I approach this? Because if not, you're just going to just do it your way, the way you've been, the way you or everybody around you see it and the way it should be.
Amen.
To them. And you're going to miss God. See, we want to get to the root of a thing.
That's right.
That's what we want to do. If you don't dig that root up, it's going to come back up.
Amen.
And only the will of God will. So we got to let his light shine in us,
yes,
and reveal what is really in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be walking. Sometimes when I walk in here, you don't really know what everything is till you turn the light on.
Mm-hmm.
You can see stuff, you know. And the power to control situations and circumstances, God want to put it in us. No matter what you come up against, have you ever been in something and you wonder how I made it over?
Yeah.
This
Woo!
Thing was designed to kill me. It was designed to shame me. It was designed to tear me all the way down. But my soul looks back and wonders how I made it over. I made it over by the word of the living God. Because I couldn't go nowhere else but to him. That's the only place. Nobody else would listen. Nobody else. You ever been in a place where can't nobody help you but Jesus? I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if you've been there, but I know I've been there. And you can tell, you need power where you can tell, hell no, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do this to me. I'm no longer under your government. I'm no longer living your lifestyle. Come on here. You don't have the rule over me. You can't put this on my baby. You can't put this in my house. You can't put poverty in here. I speak to poverty and I command it. You're not going to live in this house. You're not going to put different spirits in my house. Because I am in control and I refuse to let it go on in here. But if you don't say something, God ain't going to do nothing.
All right now.
Amen.
That's just the truth. You can put it somewhere else if you want to. You don't tell hell no, you can't do this here. Hell going to go ahead and do, because he said, I give you the authority. That's why I was born in you, so that I can rule. Now, what you going to do about this? Well, how long are you going to sit around and let this? Then when it get a stronghold, it's harder to break it. I'm not saying it can't be broke, but then some things can get to the point where it can't be, because you done let it stay there so long, it has taken all the way over. We're going to get into that more deeper when we get into the word. You are given the power to control situations and circumstances, and you're given the power to make decisions. But if you don't have enough word in you that God have not developed in you, you're going to make wrong decisions. They'll look right for a while, because the Bible say, well, a man's ways in his own eyes is right. I'm no longer under, I told that devil, I'm not under your government, your lifestyle. You don't rule in me. I don't live the lifestyle that I used to live anymore. You can no longer hoard this sin over me. Jesus came and gave me the power to be rebirthed and become a new creature. You know, he's taken over me. And I have to yield to what he wants to do in me. And I have to let him set up his government inside of me. So I won't be ruled by the government out here. Y'all got, you got that, Sister Rich? Jesus got to set his government up in you. His prosperity. We don't go after the money. We handle money the way he tell us to. We if he tell us to do something, we have to step out by faith and do it. It don't matter what other people think. It's what God is telling us to do. Hallelujah. Some people spoke to me. They said, you gonna put this church up? Y'all gonna lose everything. Yes, they did. And I just bought me a God. Bless me to get that car I got now. You're going to lose everything. I told him, I said, let me tell you something. Even my car is in God's government. And we've been here going on 18 years this year. And we're still here. And you can say ain't no success going on in here, but I'm having success. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm getting ready to get greater in it, because I'm going to yield more to God and let him do more inside of me. If you just want religion, or if you just want to be slaves to sickness, to the economy, to people's opinion and mindsets, then you got the free will to do that. Amen. He ain't gonna come in and make you do nothing. He ain't gonna make nobody come to church. He ain't gonna make you live right. He will put people in your path and try to, you know, tell you don't do that. Because if you do that, you're gonna reap what you sow. You're gonna end up on Satan's territory.
Yeah.
He cometh not but to what?
Steal.
And he gonna do some form of that.
Yes.
Some form of it. You know? Mm. And you got to stand.
Yes.
If nothing else, if they don't want to take heed to you, you take your stand.
That's right.
You know, it reminds me, this is, and I'm closing, the little nursery rhyme about the three pigs.
Right.
The first pig could have told him, ain't no need y'all filling a hay house.
A straw house.
Right. No, we're going to do it our way. We're going to do it our way. Oink, oink, oink. And they might have built it fancy. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to listen to nobody.
Come on.
So they went built the straw house.
Yes.
And then, guess what?
The devil came, yes.
Huffed and puffed, and blowed it down.
Yes.
Well, then, you know, instead of running to you, they going to run over here to the stick house. Am I right?
Yes.
And they built the stick house. And all of them in there. Yeah, we ain't. Uh-huh. And then the devil got some more wind and huffed and puffed
and blew that house down.
Then all of them had to run over here to the brick house.
That's the sanctified piece.
Come on here.
Come on here.
You know you built your house strong.
Yeah.
You know you got a foundation that hell can't take over.
Yeah.
Didn't say the winds wouldn't blow.
Yeah.
Didn't say the water wouldn't come.
Yeah.
But you know you built on doing the word, not just listening to the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And you open the door and say, now I told you, but come on in. You can come in here and you can find rest. But don't come in here with your junk now. You're going to come in here. Everything in here going to line up. Because that's how I built this house,
yes,
on doing the word of God.
Yes,
and just as sure as you built it,
yes,
the wind's going to blow.
Yes,
Satan going to get two big old breaths. He going to try to blow you down. But God say, whoever build upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ, he's not going to let you down. Come on here, somebody. I'm not building on compromising. I'm not building on trying to please flesh. I'm not building on glory to God. I'm building on something that if I got to open the door and let you in, you got a place you can run to. Somebody better be standing. Somebody better be living right. Somebody better be doing right. You better have a stand. Hallelujah. Somebody asked us one time, y'all still over there on Dawson Street? Yeah, we still here. And the light shines every night to show you where to come. You tried to take out of me. You ever talked about it? You get back to me. You took your time, your talent, and your money out the church. You tried. You tried. You talked to people and all of this here. You tried. But what I'm putting in me is here to stand, baby. What I'm putting in me, it may be a day you might have to run back over here. Come on here, somebody. You better stand. You better stand. Not try to be like the traditions of men. Not try to be like everybody in your family. It's all right to be different if you're the right different. Because you may have to pray and tell something to get up off of here. You better be packing something beyond just trying to impress people. You better be packing something that's greater than trying to just give in to folks' flesh. You better be packing something. Hallelujah. You better be packing it. They talked about Rahab. She ain't nothing but old harlot.
That's all right.
She ain't nothing but this. But when the time came, Rahab made her switch. She said, you better get in this house. Come on here, somebody. And she never went back to her harlot ways. It's time to make a change, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. And then saying this in my clothes, you know, like I said, you better be seated on something. Now, you cannot allow his word or his power or his ways. You got to let him come in and make you. How much of Jesus are you allowing in your life? How much of the word? It's the world going to be pulling at you. It's going to be easy to go here, go there, do this, or do that. You got to make the decision. I've got to sit under a strong word. I've got to be taught how to do it right. Hallelujah. So that you can, God wants to rule in you and not you rule him.
All right.
He wants to guide you and not you guide him.
All right.
Where you, and when you come against sin, he want to show you how not to let it control you.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care whose sin is in. If it's in you, you need to deal with it.
That's right.
If it's in you, don't make no excuses. You deal with that sin. You deal with it in you, you'll deal with it in everybody else. Well, you don't love me. Oh, I love you. But I want to let you know it's because I love you. I'm not letting you do this here. I'm not going to let you contaminate me, my house, or nothing else. It's because I love you. Because I know what you're doing is going to end up in a bad situation.
I know you're right.
So somebody has got to take a stand. So you got to be willing to deny your citizenship to this world. This world.
Mm-hmm.
Quit trying to compromise with this world.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every time they come up with a new fad, you got to get, well, this is what everybody's doing. I don't care what everybody's
doing.
You better line up with the word.
Amen.